The drugstore chain Walgreens has been making news this week. First, it reported $28.5 billion in revenue today and profits that beat expectations. If that number doesn't mean much to you, it's very big. That's a day after Walgreens announced plans to buy Rite Aid. That $17 billion deal would create the largest drugstore chain in the country. CNN's Maggie Lake joins us now with more on this. And Maggie, what is Walgreens trying to do with this merger?
Well, it seems like they're really trying to just gain size to compete with CVS, which has just become a monster in this field. And they're also trying to get some leverage with the drug companies, try to see if they can get some pricing power. So it seems like right now, bigger is better in this very fast-changing healthcare environment. And that's kind of what it is. It's not just the kind of corner store. This is expanding further along into sort of health, the health and wellness. That's what they like to think of it as.
And they would control, with this merger, more than 45% of the market. Would regulators put up with that?
You wouldn't think so, right? But in the past, I think this would have been an immediate red flag. But like a lot of other areas, there's a lot more competition coming from people who weren't traditionally in this space. I mean, think about it when you go to Walmart or the Costcos of the world. You can buy those shampoos and pills and aspirins in bulk. And then you have a lot of competition coming on the online side as well, whether it's online pharmacies or whether it's these sort of bulk drug discounters. There's competition in all those areas. So because of that, this might get through in a way that it wouldn't have before. You know, will they have to make some adjustments based regionally? Yes, they might have to divest something. But I think a lot of people on Wall Street are thinking this does have a chance to go through.
But would it mean higher prices for consumers? We certainly saw in the airline industry when there was all the consolidation there between, United and Continental and American Airlines and U.S. Airways. Prices have certainly gone up for airline tickets. Would the same happen in the pharmacies?
And that's the worry always, right? The less players, it's got to be bad news for consumers. I think it's not immediately clear that that would happen again because there are these other avenues consumers can pursue. You know, they can go online and try to find a discount. The other thing is they're looking to negotiate better prices from the drug companies. So is it going to cost you more? Probably not. But then again, are you going to see cheaper prices as they negotiate cheaper prices? That's not clear either. So it doesn't look like it's going to cost more. If anything, maybe you're not going to see some brands. Maybe they'll close a couple of stores near you. There might be an inconvenience factor if there's a lot of crossover. But it should be sort of neutral on price, but it's not necessarily going to be a better deal for you on price, it seems.
Is this happening because of Obamacare, all of this consolidation in this industry? We saw CVS acquiring Target's pharmacy business earlier this year, and now this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that certainly there's a lot of changes to landscape. Is it Obamacare? I'm not even going to go there because that's such a partisan issue. And you can talk to half the people and they'll tell you one thing and half the other. And it's very tied to where the vested interests are. But there is no doubt that healthcare is changing and that people's habits are changing as well. So I think it's part of the answer. I don't think it's all of the answer. Again, Obamacare doesn't have anything to do with the fact that there's pressure coming from online pharmacies, right? Mm. So it's a factor, but it's not the only one.
CNN's Maggie Lake with more on this big deal in the pharmacy industry. With a $17 billion deal would create the largest drugstore chain in the country, Walgreens, trying to buy Rite Aid. Maggie, thank you so much.
Sure thing. Great to be with you.